My lord, no! She heard the rising murmur behind her. I am no ruler. I am not even noble-born. If the gods choose you as a paladin, should I quarrel with your birth? His voice carried over hers and the hubbub. It stilled as he went on. Lady Poxenarian, you have been tested and tried in ways that prove your fitness to wear Gerd's crescent or a crown. I command you now. Draw the elf blade, made for the heir to this throne, and show us all what it says. Pox looked around the room, seeing consternation change to anticipation on all the faces. She looked back at the king soberly. Sir King, as a paladin, I am bound to honor the gods' commands above all others, but your command does not conflict with theirs. In the name of the High Lord, and Gerd his servant. As she slipped the sword from its scabbard, it flared blue, as it had since she first pulled it from the wall. A shout went up.
This audiobook has been broken into multiple parts to make the download faster. You have reached the end of a part, but not the end of the complete audiobook, so please check your library for the next part of this audiobook.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.